Good morning and praise the Lord. Shalom. This is a blessed day that the Lord has given us, that we may rejoice and be glad in it. May the joy of the Lord be our strength today. Lord, we come to you, we submit to you, submit our lives to you, so that you can take control of our lives. We are already in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 2, and we want to deal with the first 7 verses or 8 verses. We have been looking at the church at Ephesus, and Paul is writing to his young Timothy in faith, and he is helping him to understand how to manage the household of God while he is away. Paul has entrusted his young true son in faith the ministry, and so he is now giving him some guidance before he come back. Actually, he says, I want you to know how you can behave in the household of faith, so that how you can be able to manage this church, how you can be able to shepherd this church of Ephesus where I'm away. Either Paul was still in his first prison. He was first imprisoned for the 2 years in Rome, all by the time he's writing to Timothy, the first Timothy, he has been released, and he has gone back probably to visit the other churches in Macedonia. And he wrote to Timothy to go and rebuke some leaders who are teaching wrong doctrine, as we saw in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verses, I think, 3. Now, here in chapter 2, we are looking at a very interesting topic about the members of this new household. Now, chapter 1, 1 Timothy chapter 1, the whole of it, we were looking at the message. The message of this new family, as it is used by different leaders or different group of people. How do they appropriate the message? It was about the law, it was about the message. Some of them would take the message as the law, others would take it as the message of grace. Now, chapter 2, we are looking at the members. He's letting Timothy to understand the members, but particularly in this membership, he is looking at a very interesting part, and he wants Timothy to understand what he is calling the willing submission of all the leaders, the willing submission. So what is willing submission? Who is a willed person? How do we submit? How do the new members of God's new community submit? Who do they submit to? Do they submit to God? Do they submit to one another willingly? Remember in the book of Ephesians, Paul had also mentioned about the willing submission of individuals in the community, the willing submission of men to the women, or the husband to the wives, the willing submission of the wives to the husband. We had already looked at the willing submission of the children to the parents, and the willing submission of parents to the children, the willing submission of sons to the fathers, The willing submission of fathers to the sons, the willing submission of masters to the slaves, the willing submission to slaves to the masters, the willing submission of all other people, especially to mentors and to mentees. Now, here, Paul goes on to the same topic here in chapter 2 about the willing submission of the new community. And we understand that one of the key way to show submission is actually prayer. Prayer by itself is the means that shows willing submission. Going to the ministry and reaching out some people that you didn't love is another way of showing willing submission. And so we are going to be looking at prayer as a means to show, praying for the leaders that you don't love, especially for the Romans whom the people that Paul wrote to didn't like. For Paul said to pray for them, that was a submission. That was submitting by themselves. For men to be able to lift up their holy hands, the lifting of the hands was also the posture of a willing submission. For a man to lift up his hand in whatever way, it shows surrender. That surrender is what we are looking at here, and the best way is through prayer. For Jesus to come and die, you're going to discover here in 2 Timothy 1 to 8, for Jesus to come and die for the humanity was a submission. Actually, Paul in Philippians says, chapter 2, he says that he submitted to the cross until he died. That was submission. And we shall be looking at, even for Paul to accept to go and preach to the Gentiles and to take Gentiles as equal partners of the gospel is another submission. And it must be done willingly. And tomorrow we'll be looking at how women submit. But for now, let's look at all those, how this submission takes place in the Bible here. I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made to all people, for kings and for all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and praises God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed at all the proper time. It has been witnessed to at the proper time. And for this purpose, I was appointed a herald, an apostle. I am telling the truth. I'm not lying. And a true and faithful teacher of the gospel. Therefore, I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger and disputing. Now, as you can look at these verses briefly, you discover they're speaking of something we call submission. Submission, as I have just said. And submission means you willingly do something for the sake of other people. Submission is what we call power in control. is power and control. You are capable of not doing it, but you are doing it for the sake of Christ, for the reference of Christ. You are doing it for their good, for the good of that other person. It is not something maybe good to do. It's not something that you can, people can just will to do, but they are willing to do because they're doing it for Jesus. For example, when he says, first of all, petitions, prayer, intercession, thanksgiving to be made for all people, for kings and for those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in godliness and holiness. This is good, and praise God the Savior. You see, if you pray for people, all people, some people you don't love. You don't like some of the people. In fact, when you say first for kings and for those in authority, these are people that you disliked. The people that Paul wrote to, they disliked the Romans. In fact, he was a prisoner of Jesus in prisons of Rome. And Paul, because he had conquered these, he did not see himself as a prisoner of Rome. That's why he could be able to pray for them. And he urged other people, other leaders, to pray for the leaders, even for the emperor. That could have nothing been but a willing submission because of Christ. But of course, he said there's a benefit also for us. We don't just submit and pray for them so that God can help them. The Bible says that finally is that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. You see, it benefits us. Once we submit to God through prayer, by praying for people we don't like sometimes because of Christ, it has a benefit for them. It also has a benefit for us. Look, we will live in peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness. That is our benefit. Christ will turn bad things to be good things for us. Then the Bible says that this is good, and it pleases God, our Savior. It's also good for God. I think this is wonderful. Lord, give us the grace to submit, to pray for all people. Then it says that it praises this God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved. It's good for their salvation. This prayer will bring salvation to the people, to all those people, because Christ wants them to be saved. Christ wants them to know the knowledge of Christ. So you see, it benefits them, it benefits us, it benefits God, it benefits the kingdom. This willing submission is the thing to do. Look, then it says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed at the proper time. You see, Jesus himself is an example of one who submitted willingly by giving himself a ransom for all people. This is now, so Paul is telling them, let me give you some examples that you can follow. Jesus is the example. He's the man. He became the mediator between God and mankind. And he's the only one. As a man, he submitted himself. He became a man. Humanity of Christ. Philippians tells us. And then he says that he gave himself a ransom to all people. But then he says it has been witnessed now at this proper time. And Paul says, look, I'm also an example of one who has submitted. For he said, for this purpose, I was appointed a herald, an apostle. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying. That I'm a true and faithful teacher of the Gentiles. For Paul now to accept the Gentiles as an equal heir, an equal co-heir with Christ and with himself, he ticked them up. That was another submission. So Paul says, Christ is a good example. I am an example to you. So you submit through prayer. Then he says, therefore, I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up the holy hands without anger and without disputing. So he concluded this session by saying, men, then you need to submit, and particularly the male men here, by lifting hands. You pray, and you do it with those holy hands. The ones are holy and without anger. And without disputing. You know, you can submit with anger and disputing. People can be made to lift up their hands not because they want, but because they are forced to. When a police comes and arrests a person, they are asked to lift up their hands not because they want, not because they are happy. When a thief gets you, they ask you to lift up your hands. When an enemy gets you, they force you to lift your hands. Well, of course, you're angry and you're disputing sometimes, but Paul told them, lift it willingly. These hands are holy, without anger and without disputing. God give us the grace to be able to submit willingly to you, to all men, because it is beneficial for them. It's beneficial for the kingdom. It's beneficial for you, Jesus. It's beneficial for us. In Jesus' name.